Shake my head and walk away, walk away. Sometimes I want to stay here, and again I want to leave. Sometimes I want to leave here, and again I want to stay. Just can't make my mind up. I shake my head and walk away. Walk away. I'm trying to tell you, people, tell you just how I feel. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, people.
You know, I came here to speak about the rights of nature. The rights of the river were recognized in Aotearoa, the Klamath River. The rights of mountains have been recognized in the Ecuadorian constitutional law. And a few years ago, corporations tried to get into some of that territory. The Ecuadorian Supreme Court ruled the rights of nature superseded the rights of corporations.
That's Winona LaDuke, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Winona LaDuke on Rights of Nature, an Indigenous View. Indigenous peoples often see themselves as an integral part of nature, not separate from it, and recognize the interconnectedness of all living beings and nature. Indigenous perspectives on the rights of nature emphasize a deep spiritual bond with the natural world, viewing it as a sacred entity and an essential part of their cultural and social fabric. Many indigenous cultures believe that nature has inherent rights and that humans have responsibilities to respect, protect, and maintain the health of the environment for the well-being of future generations. Indigenous communities are increasingly in the forefront of the rights of